case, please.
Next application is case number 11391. The application of Salt Palm Plaza LLC. Site is located southeast corner of Road 360, Fred Hudson Road, and Road 357, Cedar Neck Road. The 911 address specifically for this section of the parcel is not available. The tax map ID is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 88.05, and requesting a variance from the maximum signage requirement for a wall sign. And they are more specifically requesting a 210-square-foot variance from the 150-square-foot signage requirement or minimum for a wall sign. I received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and I did receive one mail return.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Okay. Would you give your full name and address, please?
Doug Liberman, 910 South Chapel Street, Newark, Delaware.
Okay, and do you swear that the information you're about to give is true?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Doug Liberman with Larson Engineering, here representing the property owner, Onyx Group, associated with this variance application. And what we're asking today is a variance from Article 11, Section 115.159.4A5, which allows a store a combination of signs or one sign not exceeding 150 square feet. The sign shall also not exceed 15% of the total square footage of the wall area where the wall exceeds 1,000 square feet. Now, what we are proposing, we're proposing three signs for the building, for the proposed Dollar Tree building. One on the east elevation of 96.69 square feet. One on the north elevation and the south elevation, both of 131.47 square feet. Does everybody have a copy of the exhibits that we sent out?
I do.
Yes, we have.
You do?
That you're talking about?
Yeah.
I have a copy of
I've got more if you do.
You got this?
Yeah.
You don't see my copy.
Or if he's got more copies. A couple of them.
That's a small version of the site plan.
Is that fine?
Yeah, the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing I have seen.
Yeah. Great, thank you.
As you can see, the building that we're looking to do is out on the outpad. Out at the intersection of Cedar Neck Road and Fred Hudson Highway. So it doesn't really have a rear to the building. The folks at Dollar Tree kind of want to take advantage of that with what they're doing is they're going to have an entry door located on both the north and south side of the building because we have parking areas both north and south. They feel the more public side of the building is actually the side that faces the Harris Teeter. There's a small parking area there, and then there's larger parking area on the north side of the road, which is the more public side for street frontage. So that's where the sign for the north elevation would come into play. What they're trying to do is get a sign over top of the doorway on each face of the building on the north and the south elevation. The sign on the east elevation would be the sign that you would see as you're heading westbound on Fred Hudson Highway, so that's an important sign for Dollar Tree to gain. And what our reasoning is for doing this is the Dollar Tree building itself is going to take up 9,600 square feet of the entire 11,000 square foot building. So that particular building, if it wasn't just the one tenant, would be split up into five separate tenants. And if it was split up into five separate tenants, that would allow 750 total square feet of signage within that same building envelope where we're asking for 360 total square feet. So we feel that justifies us in asking for the variance. And even in asking for these larger signs on the building, we do not come close to the 15% percentage of wall limit that's stated in the code. So just to go down the standards for granting the variance, the property is unique with the outpad facing essentially three roads. You've got Fred Hudson Highway, Cedar Neck Road on the public right-of-way, and then Bethany Loop, which goes around the remaining two sides of the site. This creates a situation where you've got real no true back to the building. The physical circumstances of the outpad dictate that two sides are used as entrances, as previously stated. You've got the north side and the south side with the signage over top of each door to draw somebody's attention to those doors to gain access to the building. The unnecessary hardship was not created by the applicant, Onyx Group. The property was previously developed by BBC Properties, and they're kind of stuck with this layout with the Harris Teeter taking up the bulk of the property and leaving these outpads buildings up front to be developed afterwards. Also, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located in, as there's landscaping surrounding the property along both Bethany Loop, Cedar Neck Road, and Fred Hudson Highway. And given the location of the building, you are 250 to 300 feet from Bethany Loop to any residentially zoned property adjoining the site, so the signs are fairly far away from those properties. The variance also will provide the minimum relief necessary, considering the requested variance still meets the percent wall area of the standard of the code. So we would like to request the variance to increase to 360 square feet of sign area from the 150 square feet limit, as Mr. Lang said, a 210 square foot increase. So if you have any questions.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Let's start with you, Mr.
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
You're saying that if you had five spaces, in other words, if you didn't go this route and there was five spaces, you'd exceed 750 feet. In other words, it would be somewhere around 750 feet if they all...
Yes, sir. Because you'd
adhere
have five,
to the ordinance.
Yeah, you'd have five separate retailers, all at the 150 square foot, five times 150 is 750.
Okay. And your total is what?
360.
That's all. My question.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
What's the difference in the height of the lettering? I mean, is it because of the...
Because of the face of the wall that it's on.
It's higher. And
yeah, it's 42 inches on the north and the south elevation.
Okay.
And then it's 36, I believe, inches on the east elevation.
Okay.
And that if you take a look at the numbers for percent wall area, even with the shorter sign on the east elevation, with it being the smaller sign, that is the highest percent wall area. It's only 6.6%. So they're all just about the same percent wall area. So I think it's appropriate to have the smaller sign on that east end.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, the actual sign itself is individual letters.
Yes, sir.
So you're basically just figuring the sign from corner of first word to the corners of the last word. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has argued that the standards well, and that there's a uniqueness in the layout of the property being surrounded by four roads, and the need to be for this business to be recognized from those different perspectives. As he stated, it wasn't created by the applicant. The previous developer had developed the property. I didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare and a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 11,391.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Rickard, that we approve case number 11,391. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,391 is approved, sir.